All right, good morning. We have right at 9:10 here on the Mighty 690. And joining us in studio, we do have John Vest from the Coffeeville Amateur Radio Club. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing today?
Doing well, yeah. We survived the big game yesterday, and man, we were all having a kind of a powwow. It was a fun time.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, no, that was some good stuff. But hey, this is go week for the Amateur Radio Club. We've got a lot of stuff coming up this week.
Yes.
So we've got a regular meeting tomorrow.
Right.
And 7 o'clock at the Coffeeville Reawakening Building. Of course, anyone's welcome to that.
And then after that, we're actually, after the meeting tonight, or tomorrow night, we're actually going to start the class, but you don't have to be there tomorrow night, you know, because I know it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we're aware. And if you're saying, well, why did you have a meeting on Valentine's Day? It's just our normal meeting, you know.
Yeah.
We always meet the second Tuesday of the month, so, you know, we're trying to keep on schedule, try to keep all that regular, but like we said.
That and our first love is ham radio.
It is, so we don't care. But we're all good with it. If you can't make it, don't worry. We will be going over some of the things that you will need for the testing session, because people are saying, oh, wait, what the heck is the big picture on this? So what we're doing is we're having a class, and then we're actually having the testing to get your entry-level ham radio license. So we do have one book left. So, which is good. So someone else can, I'll have it at the meeting and everything. If you come, we'll have it for you. But we've good, it's good to have, you know, gotten rid of four books, and people are studying and that sort of thing. So we will have, tomorrow night, we will go over some of the required things to be able to take the ham radio test at the end of the week. That's going to be on Friday. Because now you do need an FRN number. And that's a federal number, but you can obtain that through the FCC. So we'll go over that and the testing fee. And now the FCC is also, they want a little piece of the pie. So they have implemented a, in addition to the testing fee, there's also a fee to get your actual license of $35.
Right.
But that can be paid even after they get the license, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So they have like an online portal. It's pretty easy. At least they were going to charge $50.
Yeah,
but the ARRL knocked it down. They negotiated with them. It was like a hostage crisis sort of thing, and they got it down to 35.
Right, and the ARRL is our kind of like a union type deal. Only you don't have to join or anything like that, but they fight for the rights of ham radio operators all over the world, and so it's kind of one of those organizations that just helps ham operators.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, they do a lot of lobbying. They work with different, you know, congressional leaders to try to work on legislation to protect the spectrum, because what some people don't realize is, you know, the Federal Communications Commission regulates the whole radio spectrum for the U.S.
Yes.
So, you know, everything from KGF to you know, amateur radio to cell towers,
yeah,
all that stuff. So it's a massive, you know, job to try to coordinate all of that. And, you know, different interest groups are always trying to get their piece of the pie. And there's only so much radio spectrum. You know, you people don't realize that all those little Wi-Fi things that they have in their house, those are little radio transmitters, mm-hmm, and they're part of the spectrum.
And the internet is part of, under the FCC also.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean...
Oh, yeah, telephone, television, internet, it's a ton of
everything.
Stuff. Yeah. So this is just regulating amateur radio, and really, amateur radio is self-regulating for the most part. You know, there's you know, a section of rules that kind of govern ham radio, but we really try to be a self-sufficient...
We police ourselves,
yes,
basically. And it actually works out real well.
Yeah, so some of the few things that we're going over, we kind of got basically two parts, the rules and the theory, right?
Right.
And so we'll be going over just some of those different parameters, you know, the basics of, you know, what the rules are, but then also what you can, you know, the math and that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, it will, the math is not that hard either. It can be... It can be scary to a person not knowing what it is, but it's not that hard once you get to know the formulas and stuff. It's easy.
Absolutely, yeah. And so we'll go all over that. And really, people have to remember, this is an entry-level license. So we're going to be going over really big picture stuff. And the other good thing is, you know, this is a 35-question test. Do you remember how many you can miss? It's like 70. You can get up to 70%.
I believe.
So you can miss quite a few questions on it and still pass. And the thing is, you know, if you actually look at it, this is a whole question pool, and you actually have all the questions and answers beforehand. It's multiple choice.
Yep.
And people are able to, you know, select that. So if you study...
If you study and learn the answers, basically, they'll pop right out to you.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what we're going to be going over a lot. You know, we encourage people to go ahead and study now, because you want to start looking over all of that. But this class is going to be where you can get your questions answered. We have some really great resources. And shout out to Jacob, who's been working a lot on this. But we've got videos. We have a slideshow. And we're going to be there to answer your questions. And we'll you know, have experts in the room. So this is going to be a really good option to kind of help clarify. We'll even have a few you know, hands-on kind of demonstrations of all this. Because, you know, I understand this can be kind of abstract. Something. But the other thing is, you know, people who, you know, you've been able to get some books to people who kind of have more of an emergency operations kind of background and that sort of thing.
Also, even if you don't get a book, you can come to the classes and you can learn without having a book. We can also do it without, you know, you having a book, and you can get your license. You don't have to have that book.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, because some people maybe they've already done a little bit of studying on their own. So, yeah, all are welcome. And you're saying, well, where is this? So it's at the Coffeyville Reawakening Building here. It's on 9th Street in downtown Coffeyville near Hirsch's Ice Cream Parlor, the new ice cream place here downtown. And we're going to be there. So the normal meeting's 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Right.
And then we're going to be meeting from 5:30 until 7:30. Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
Well, Wednesday.
Wednesday and Thursday nights. I'm off. Yeah, you're right. Wednesday and Thursday nights. And then Friday, we're also start at 5:30. We'll do a little review. And then around 6:30, we'll start the testing. Yep. And so the testing is just, you do need, I believe, is there a $15 charge for that? That's a standard test-taking charge. And you need a pencil, calculator, and we'll have a few spares and that sort of thing. But we'll go over all of that in the class. So if you can just make it, you know, whatever nights you're able to make it to, anyone is welcome. If you missed the first night, that's okay. You know, you can stop on by. And we do have the website, coffeevillearc.org, for more information on this.
And you're also welcome to come to our meetings. The public's welcome to come to them anytime. They're not closed or anything like that. They're open to anybody that wants to come.
No, absolutely. So, and John, too, another thing is people saying, well, why should, you know, I get licensed? You know, maybe my grandpa was licensed and I'm kind of interested in it, but what are some of the things I can do?
Well, you can talk all over the world, number one. You can also get onto repeaters and say you've got somebody that lives in Western Kansas and they don't have good phone reception out there on their cell phone. You can talk to them on the radio by linking repeaters together and be able to, you know, have a conversation with them without having to have a cell phone. And if our cell phone towers go down, you still have communications.
Well, and that's a really good reminder, too, you know, as we and we have seen amateur radio being used extensively right now with this earthquake recovery in Turkey. So, because, of course, I mean, the cell towers, a lot of them got knocked down, power outages, all sorts of things. So amateur radio is really shining right now in handling emergency traffic out of Turkey and actually getting it all around the globe.
And we're getting ready to go into storm season. And, you know, tornadoes, when they hit, they take out cell towers and all. And with ham radios, you have communications.
Yeah, no, that's a great reminder. You have a really efficient way to communicate. And that's why, you know, we've had some folks who kind of have some more of that. You know, we've got some folks interested in, you know, volunteer fire departments, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And they have naturally some emergency communications interests. So if that describes you at all, this can be another tool. Because that's the great thing about ham radio is, you know, we don't. This is, yeah, one, a hobby, but it's also huge for emergency communication.
Yes. I mean, our club, people from our club has went to disasters all over the United States, and part of part of the world also. We have one guy that now works for FEMA that teaches classes, ICC classes for FEMA, and to the fire departments everywhere, and he goes to all the emergencies when they have wildfires or hurricanes. He goes to all of them now.
Yeah, no, and he sees all sorts of stuff. So it is pretty incredible what you can do. And I mean, I just marvel about how many different times it keeps popping up, you know? And I get to tell people about it. I mean, I was on my way back from Bartlesville a couple of weeks ago. It was during the ARRL VHF contest. And I saw, I didn't actually have my rig on in the car at the moment, but I saw three vehicles go by with massive antennas. I mean, they were SUVs with about 9 beams stacked on top of them. And they had this whole like PVC and ratchet strap structure that they had put in place, and they were driving down the road. And so I turned my radio on. I went to the simplex frequency. You know, we have all these different, you know, simplex frequencies. And what that means is it's kind of like the main frequency you can listen to if you're going to talk radio to radio, and you'll learn all this in the class. But so I turned that on and I heard these guys talking, and they were, what they were doing, it was really cool. They even have a website. It's the Oklahoma Rover, OK Rover. And they drive around on these big contest weekends and other events. And so they were driving from Oklahoma City up in a big loop. They were going through Caney. They were going over to Wichita and then back down to Oklahoma City. And they were driving through as many what are called grid squares as they could. And they had 3 of them. So anytime they would get on a boundary of one of these grid squares, which is kind of like a piece of graph paper put over a map, essentially, they would go ahead and they would have, with all 3 of them, they would get every combination they could of each different car. So they go forward, backward, and then they would work all the bands they had. They had like 10 bands. It was wild. They had all these bands that they were working on, VHF and UHF. And so they said, hey, anyone in the Bartlesville area? And I came up and I said, well, I'm right behind you, I think. So we talked a little bit, and I talked to all 3 of them, and I helped them make their contacts. And that's just kind of, they call it radio sport. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun thing. It's an excuse to get out and do something different. And so they were able, you know, just to go on a road trip. And so oftentimes, you know, ham radio can be an excuse to go do something interesting and fun.
And you don't have to be an athlete.
No, you don't have to be an athlete, yeah, to participate in radio sport. Well, and the other thing is we had Winter Field Day since we last time we talked. And so I actually, and we lucked out on the weather because it was in like the high 50s. Mm-hmm. It was windy.
Yeah.
But I went out there to the Big Hill Lake and set my radio up. And with about 12 watts of power, which is wild. I mean, maybe a modern like LED light bulb will run on about 12 watts of power. Mm-hmm. I talked to both coasts, essentially.
Yep.
And it's just wild, the stuff you can do.
I mean, being able to talk all over the United States or even all over the world with a radio that you can have a little battery power hooked to it, it's just amazing to be able to do that.
Yeah. It really is.
I mean, you know, you think, well, I can pick up my phone and do that, you know, but just to do it with something that is nothing, basically, not
just
connected
a box.
To anything
else.
Yeah,
it's on. We have our own infrastructure, which is really cool.
Yes.
So, John, if people are interested in learning more, can they contact you?
They can call me at 620-515-0097 anytime, day or night. They can call me or text me even.
Okay, well, that's great. And of course, like I said, we invite everyone to the meeting. It's here in downtown Coffeyville at the Reawakening Building, and it's just downtown on 9th Street. And of course, if you need more information too, we've got contact information and all those dates for the class that's coming up, so you don't have to remember them. It's coffeevillearc.org. You can also find us on Facebook. We got the Facebook page there. So come one, come all. We really want to have you for any of the nights you're available to stop on by.
Yep. I'll be real happy to have you.
Awesome. Well, John, I'm so glad that you took the time to come on down here and let us know again. And I look forward to seeing you here this next week and this whole week,
tomorrow.
Really. Tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow as we get started. It's hard to believe it's already here. So it's going to be a good one.
Yep.
All righty.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, John. And we look forward to seeing everyone out at the Reawakening building here. It's starting tomorrow. So with that, we are just a few minutes away from open line. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.